general thought on the Atzeres Meitshuva, as far as our approach to Bechlal, and that is that the Rambam, when discussing the mitzvah of Tshuva, starts off by quoting a medrash that seems rather intriguing. The Rambam says that the source, the mitzvah of Vida, comes by Vida and a carbon. A person stands by a carbon. The Torah specifies in certain scenarios one stands by a carbon, says Vida. And from there we see that when one comes to do Tshuva, for an Aveira, one should go ahead and do Vida. Says the medrash, cited by the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs. He says, that's only true, perhaps you learn the Pasuk literally, only in that specific case, in the Beis Hamikdash with that specific carbon. And the Pasuk and the Medrash proceeds to go further and say, no, not only that Aveira, other Aveiras as well. Ask the Medrash further, what about when you're not with the carbon? Perhaps the mitzvah is limited. When you stand with the carbon, you say Vidoy. What about other times? And the Medrash goes out to say, no, there's a Rebbe for that as well, not only with the carbon, even not with the carbon. And the last stage of the Medrash is what's really puzzling here, and that is, it says, Yochel da, there only would be an apply at a time in Eretz, sorry, first at a time based on Mikdash, even if the Beis Hamikdash is not around, would it apply as well? And after adding that as well to the obligation, the Medrash adds on, what about in Golus? I only know in Eretz Yisrael. Even Eretz Yisrael without the Beis Hamikdash, I know it was Vidoy. I wouldn't necessarily know in Golus as a mitzvah to do Vidoy. How do I know about Golus? And the Medrash goes on to finish off with a rebuy that even in Golus there's a mitzvah of Vidoy. And what's strange about this is that, if you think about it, we already know the Pasuk clearly is understood already to mean not just a literal Vidoy and a carbon. It means a mitzvah of Tshuva. It's a broader mitzvah on every single Aveira. And it applies even not by the Beis Hamikdash. And yet, for some reason, I would think that in Chutz Laaretz, Bezman HaGolus, there's no mitzvah to do Tshuva, no mitzvah of Vidoy. Why would that be the case? A person does something wrong. Why would he not be obligated to do Tshuva just because he happens to be standing in Chutz Laaretz? So perhaps we understood as follows. We tend to associate Tshuva specifically with Aveiras. We have a mindset that we do an Aveira, Tshuva means to undo damage we have done. But in truth, the word Tshuva applies in many scenarios which have nothing to do with Aveira whatsoever. For example, the Pasuk says, Tshuva elai v'tshuva aleichem. Hashem says, come back to me and I'll come back to you. Now, if Hashem is doing Tshuva, obviously there's no Aveira here. Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's no concept of chet over there. So what's going to happen is, if we're taking a step, He's taking a step towards us. So what does that mean? We have to understand that when we talk about a distance between two people, I'm traveling, let's say I'm traveling from here to some other location, there are two ways it can be far away from me. It can be far away from me by virtue of a great distance. From here to Los Angeles to drive takes hours. Not because of any impediments along the way, just it happens to be very, very far away. And something which can be close, but there are impediments along the way. There's road work along the way, I can't get past that. There's one type of tshuva when I have an impediment. I have an aveira, it's blocking, it stands between me and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And there's another type of tshuva, I stand far away from Kadosh Baruch Hu. A person, theoretically, can do no aveiras whatsoever his whole life, and still have to do tshuva because the relationship is a relationship which is not a close relationship. Derech Moshe, if somebody have a scenario where unfortunately somebody have, you know, a parent, a child would grow up away from his home for many, many years. He would have no relationship with his parents, and he would come home, and he'd have to build that relationship from scratch with, you know, with nothing to work with. There's nothing wrong there, nothing bad happened, but a lack of relationship requires a tshuva. So at the time of Aseres Meitshuva, and it's particularly glaring when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, the first 2 days of the Aseres Meitshuva are Rosh Hashanah. So they're called the Aseres Meitshuva. And yet, we know the halacha is one is not allowed to talk about any chatayim on Rosh Hashanah. So here we have a day which is a day of tshuva, and a day where it's totally prescribed from talking about chatayim. Clearly then, the concept of tshuva relates not specifically to chatayim, it certainly does. And certainly the primary, you know, the starting point. But the broader picture is that we have to really stop and assess during your Aseres Meitshuva, where do we stand with our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu? If I stand here and he stands far away from me, if I sit down to learn, I can't connect to the Gemara, I can't connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu when I daven, and I really don't have him in my life too much, so I really have to reassess my relationship overall and see where that stands. Coming back to the Medrash could be perhaps a little easier to understand. It's not a question of whether or not one has to walk away from his Averis during a time when one is in Golus or one is in, you know, not in front of the Beis Hamikdash. Certainly one has to walk away from every Averis he has, but the question is, maybe one could say that, you know, if you want to come close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, the way to do that is to come to Eretz Yisrael, come to the Beis Hamikdash. If you're not there, maybe you can't achieve that. Kadosh Baruch Hu is waiting over there. If you don't come, you haven't achieved it. So that even if the chiv to do tshuva would be there, you simply can't accomplish it in Chutz Laaretz. Kamash Milan, no, the chiv, the obligation to go ahead and engage in tshuva would apply even in Chutz Laaretz as well. Now, walking away from that medrash, one would merely take out that, you know, look, we're in Chutz Laaretz. Unfortunately, we're not with the Beis Hamikdash. We're not in Eretz Yisrael. We got to settle for what we have. But there is one other medrash to end off with here. There's one other medrash in Parashat Tzav, and the Medrash says that it says Zivchel Kim Ruach Nisparo. A Ruach Nisparo, a broken spirit, is compared to a carbon before Hashem. Charana Amar Minayin Lamisho Oisa Tshuva Shemalim Kiilu Oli Yishalayim Ubanas Beis Hamikdash Ubanas Amizbeach Umaker V'Lav Kala Kabanas Shibatayra. Shememar Zivchel Kim Ruach Nisparo. We see from this pasuk that we call Tshuva a carbon. The Medrash says that it's as if a person went to Eretz Yisrael, built a Beis Hamikdash, and brought a carbon. What does that mean? You obviously didn't go to Eretz Yisrael. The concept is quite to the contrary. It's not that we're going to suffice in Chutz Laaretz what we have. We're in Chutz Laaretz because Baruch Hu says, I'm coming to you, especially as Aseres Meitshuva. But even without that, if you're sincere in your tshuva, you can surpass all those barriers. If you take that first step, Tshuva Elayva, Tshuva Aleichem, I'll come to Chutz Laaretz. You go ahead and take that step and I'll help you rebuild that relationship. Again, the chiv, especially this time of year, but anytime a person does tshuva throughout the entire year.